Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 29. Then Jesus told Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." There's an old adage, seeing is believing. It means you need to see something to accept that it is true. That saying, however, is not always true. People believe in all sorts of things they have not seen. For example, do you believe that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated? Of course. Even though you didn't see it happen, you know that it did. Why are you sure of it? Because there is proof of what you yourself did not see. Other people met him and gave eyewitness testimony about him, so you believe it happened. What about Jesus' resurrection from the dead? Do you need to see Jesus to believe he rose from the dead? Thomas thought that. He had missed Jesus' first appearance to the disciples after he rose from the dead. When the others told him they had seen Jesus alive again, Thomas did not believe them. He said, "Unless I see, I will not believe it." Like Thomas, you have never seen Jesus alive after being dead for 3 days. Should you bet your life and eternity on something you have never seen? Not if seeing is believing. Thankfully, seeing is not believing. There is proof of what you have not seen. Jesus answered Thomas's doubts by physically appearing to him and giving him the proof he wanted. He gives you proof too, but in a different way. Jesus only appeared in person for 40 days after his resurrection. After that, people relied not on seeing him with their own eyes, but on the eyewitness testimony of those who did see him. In fact, Jesus calls you blessed if you believe even though you have not seen. You don't need to see or touch Jesus' wounds to believe. You don't need to see Jesus to know he's real. When it comes to believing in Jesus and his resurrection, he has provided you with proof of the unseen that is just as blessed as witnessing it yourself. Jesus, thank you for blessing me through the testimony of your witnesses. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.